Obviously, the clinical presentation is very important for all surgeons. And this is a paper, again, of Paul Sugarbaker's, who has led the way in all of aspects of pseudomyxoma peritonea. This is a relatively old paper now, but it hasn't changed that much. Commonly, the condition does still present with a perforated appendix or acute appendicitis. More and more commonly, it presents with increasing abdominal distension. And again, we still see a number of cases presenting with jelly in a hernia sac, and most surgeons will operate on hernias, and every now and again you'll find this jelly-like material in a hernia sac, and you need to be aware that can be the presentation. And indeed, interestingly, I think we have found, a bit like Paul, that they're actually good cases to treat. They are the true PMP-type patients. In women, a lot of women present with ovarian mass and get completely confused and mixed up with ovarian cancer, and still very common presentation in the UK, and very common to have these patients referred on having had total abdominal hysterectomy and oophorectomy. We those of us who have to reoperate on these patients can never know why the gynecologists have to take out the uterus, because it creates such a more difficult problem for us. We don't mind taking out the ovaries, but they seem to always have to take out the uterus, and when they recur, the pelvis is much more difficult. There are